Welcome to the Soul Mother Podcast. I'm Erin, your host, and you who are listening to this, please know that I appreciate you. And the goal with this podcast is to love and support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. Today we have a fun episode because it's all about you. Just like the title of this episode says, today I will give you 5 questions to ask yourself in order to figure out what you want. This is one of the things we talk a lot about inside the Soul Mother community, figuring yourself out. What do you want? What do you need? And sometimes it's obvious what we want, but sometimes it's not. And we know we're not quite where we want to be, but we don't know what we actually want. We also live in a world that is so busy and rushed, and there's ads and influencers and TV and movies and magazines, which are constantly in our faces telling us what we want and need. But that's not the same thing as asking yourself what you actually want. And sometimes when you turn all that noise off, sit quietly, soul search a little, you don't even know where to start to figure out what you actually want. So if that's you, this episode is for you. And a little suggestion here, I believe you should actually write these down. Get yourself a journal or use the notes app on your phone. If you write these down, then you can turn back to them anytime in the future when you need to remind yourself of your priorities. Also, writing your thoughts down on paper helps solidify them in your long-term memory. You start to get really clear on the answers to these questions and the direction you want to move, and that's in your memory and it stays with you. Okay. So let's get started with these questions already. And let's just remember that the purpose of these questions is to learn more about yourself so that you know what you want, so that you know how to move toward what you want. And also so you can feel confident when you make decisions for you and your family. This is important stuff. Know thyself. Isn't that some important quote? Okay, here we go. Number one, if you had no restraints, what would you want to do? Meaning, like, if money wasn't an issue, time wasn't an issue, your current responsibilities or health problems aren't holding you back. This is one question I've heard in many places, but it's hard. I think we should think about it in levels. So level one is like super far out there level. What would you do if you had no restraints? I would travel to Egypt. I would travel to Rome. I would go everywhere. I would have a vacation home on a secluded ocean beach. Okay, like the really far out there level. Those are all the things, of course, I would really want to do. And then level two is like the closer to home level. Same question. If you had no restraints, what would you do? But keep it like closer to home. So I would eat out more at really good restaurants. It's just easier. I would eat out more. Maybe cook more with my kids. I have done that. I would like to do it more if there were no restraints like time or stress. Or maybe make my house exactly like I want it from all my Pinterest pins. So those are the two levels, a way far out there level and an actually closer to home level. It doesn't matter what mine are. What are yours? What would you do? Take time to answer this question. But right now we're moving on to number two. So number two, when was the time in your life you were the most happy? When was the time in your life you were the most happy? Again, you could do this in levels. I'm all about the levels today. Like you could do this as your entire life. When were you the most happy? Or in your adult life, when were you the most happy in your adult life? Or your working life? Or in your relationships, when were you the most happy in your relationships? Meaning like your family, your lovers, your friends. When were you the most happy? And when I say that you can really use these questions to have confidence in your decisions, let me give you an example. This one is the question that actually helped me figure out that I wanted to look for a new job. I asked myself, when have I been the most happy at work? Because I wasn't enjoying my job. Something wasn't there for me. So I asked myself this question, when have I been the most happy at work? And I sat on that question and I wrote it down, because that is an important part of this, writing it down. And I found that the answer for me was the times that I got along well and laughed with the people that I work with. And we had common goals. Everybody wants to be loved, right? And I've had places I've worked where I have had love for people and they have had love for me and I could feel it. And we laughed. Oh my goodness. We laughed. And I didn't have that at the job I was considering leaving. So I knew that was something that was missing and I knew it was important to me, because it was the happiest I've been in a job. So that gave me confidence in my decision to look for a new job. So write it down. When in your life have you been the most happy? You know another time in my life when I was the most happy? In my late 20s, I went out to dance all the time. And it wasn't really about partying, drinking, being wild. I actually just loved to dance. I think it was all about the dancing. I love to dance. I need more dancing in my life. See, this shows me what I need. When in your life have you been the most happiest? The most happiest. When in your life have you been the happiest? Okay, next question. Number 3, how do you want to feel? I like this one because, again, you can think about it in different ways. It can be for long-term or short-term. If you're having a day or week of anxiety or stress, you can start with this question to take small steps toward a better mindset. For instance, you're stressed. Notice how you feel. You don't like how you feel? How do you want to feel? Well, I want to feel calm. What would make you feel calm? Start there. And then even if you only in that moment have time to take 3 deep breaths, you're moving towards how you want to feel. So notice how you feel and then think about how do you want to feel and what steps can you take to get there. But you can also think about it long term. How do you want to feel overall in your life? For me, I think I want to feel peace. I want to feel confidence. I want to feel joyful. So once you figure out and once you know how you want to feel, the things that are important to you in your life will start to come out. You'll start to recognize your priorities. This is one of the ways that you can start to recognize your priorities. Set your life priorities on things that will make you feel the way you want to feel. And if you have something that is stopping you from feeling that way, can we let it go? How do you want to feel? Okay, there's a big train in the background. I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to keep going because I live in a city where the train just decides it wants to honk its horn all the time. Do trains honk horns? All right. So, how do you want to feel? Next question. If you were in love with yourself, what would you do for yourself? I love this one. It's so good. If you were in love with yourself, what would you do for yourself? I knew I had questions like this in my old journals. So I was looking through my old journals, trying to figure out like, how did I start this process of really figuring myself out? This was one of the questions. And what I had written down was a lot of the practical stuff. Like if I were in love with you, I would put the kids to bed for you. I would make your coffee in the morning. I had some good stuff in there too, like I would take you to a beach vacation. See, I really want this beach vacation, you guys. Okay? But you think about this. If you were in love with yourself, what would you do for yourself? If you were in love with yourself, what would you do for yourself? Okay, last one, number 5. What do you want to let go of? What do you want to release? A lot of times it's feelings, resentment, anger, stuff. Do you have too much stuff? Do you need to release some of your stuff? Don't have too much stuff, man. You got to take care of it all. How about expectations? Other people's expectations of you? Our society's expectations on you? Or your own expectations of yourself? Like, we want to push ourselves, we want to grow, but are there expectations that we have for ourselves that we can let go of, or at least let go of them right now? How about negative self-talk? Let it go. I need to work on this one. Stop talking to myself so negatively. I need to let that go. So that's it. You have a lot of homework, my friend. Choose the questions that resonate with you the most and write them out. Or for today, just write each one at the top of your journal on a blank page and then come back to each question when you have the time. But make the time. So let's just review the questions one more time. Number 1, if you had no restraints, what would you want to do? And think like super far out there level and also like closer to home level. Number 2, when was the time in your life you were the most happy? And again, you can think of like different areas of your life and answer this for all the different areas of your life. Number 3, how do you want to feel? And this can be a daily one when you recognize you don't like how you feel. Recognize how you feel. Think about how you want to feel, but also long term in your life. How do you want to feel long term? If you were in love with yourself, what would you do for yourself? I love that one. I want to hear your answers on that one too. And last one, number 5, what do you want to let go of? What do you want to release? And let's do a bonus today. Let's all answer this question. What are you grateful for today? Let's be grateful for where we are. This is a journey, and today is part of our journey. Start loving your journey. I'm grateful that you are here. And if you want to join the community, you can go to soulmothercommunity.com or follow us on Instagram.